The new movie Love, Simon does something that many teenage dramas do not. It shows the experiences of a young man struggling with his sexual identity, and he's not a friend of the protagonist, he is the protagonist. In this clip from the film, the lead character Simon talks with his father about his decision to come out as gay.
How long have you known?
I was around 13.
4 years. 4 years of eating dinner together. 4 years of going to movies together. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have missed it.
Hey, no, Ted.
All the stupid jokes.
I know you didn't mean them.
I just want you to know that I love you.
Okay, I'm crying now. Love, Simon is in theaters, and it was filmed in Georgia, and it's based on the novel Simon versus the Homo Sapiens Agenda by the Atlanta-based author Becky Albertalli, who joins us right now. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning.
Also with us by Skype is actor Clark Moore, who is from Atlanta and appears in this film as Ethan, an openly gay classmate of Simon's. Good morning, Clark.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Becky, what's the premise of the story?
I really think of it as a love story, first and foremost. But it's about a boy named Simon who's in high school, and he's gay, but he is only out to his secret online pen pal. So they don't know each other's actual identities. They just know that they go to the same school, and they kind of develop this email correspondence with each other. And gradually, I think they kind of, through that conversation and that friendship that they form, they become more and more comfortable with the idea of coming out to friends and family kind of in real life. And then it's sort of all building towards, this moment of like, who is this guy that Simon has been talking to, and what will happen if they meet in person?
And along the way, Simon does a lot of introspection about his identity. Let's listen to a clip. We hear Simon posing the question about straight being the default sexual orientation. Let's listen.
I've been thinking about why I haven't come out yet. Maybe it's because it doesn't seem fair that only gay people have to come out. Why is straight the default?
So, Becky, being who you are, which is not a young gay male teen, what made you want to write from that perspective?
I think it's a complicated question. And the first thing that I always kind of want to preface this with is when I wrote the book in 2013, I didn't think it would ever be published as a book, much less kind of, become a movie and become, a relatively well-known book that, kind of is a big part of this conversation now. And so, if I were making this decision today in 2018, I don't know that I would have written this particular book, this coming out story. That might...
Why not?
I think, there's been a lot of conversation within the book community over the last couple of years, and I've been listening to that pretty carefully, and I take it very seriously. And it's, there's just a lot of wisdom being shared about who has a right to tell what story, like ownership of stories. I think it is really important, particularly moving forward, and hopefully... one of my main goals sort of with the platform that I have from Simon is try to pass the mic to people who are speaking with the experience of having lived through something that like what Simon lived through or somebody who has a totally different coming out experience, mm-hmm. because there are so many different experiences.
Well, we have the opportunity to literally pass the mic now to Clark Moore, who's an actor in the film and did grow up as a gay male teen in high school. What about this story resonates with you, Clark?
Yeah, I think it's the story that I experienced growing up as well. I think what we see from Simon is that no matter who is around you, your family, your supportive community, it's still one of the hardest things that we as LGBT people have to do, is sort of shatter the expectations the world had for us and tell you, I'm completely different to what you expected. So that's what resonated with me. It spoke to my experience, and it spoke to the experiences of a lot of my friends.
This movie is being talked about as the first gay teen rom-com. Clark, how do you think it would have affected things for you if you had had the book and the movie available to you when you were in high school?
We talk about that a lot. That's sort of the first thing that I thought about when I watched the movie in a screening with my mother back in September, was how much it would have helped both her and me to sort of go through this awkward situation. You know, I was so loved by my parents, and I had a very fortunate upbringing. That is not the case for everyone who comes out, which is important to note. But even still, it was really difficult and it was really awkward. I think just the fact that people can now see themselves on screen and see their stories, I think that's really profound, and that's how it would have affected me.
The mother in this film, Simon's mother, is played by Jennifer Garner, who has gotten a lot of praise for her role as a parent in the movie and her how she plays a parent embracing her gay teenage son. Let's listen to a clip.
You get to exhale now, Simon. You get to be more you than you have been in a very long time. You deserve everything you want.
Becky Albertalli, the author who wrote the book that Love, Simon is based on, is with us. And Becky, I suppose, you know, if you had written this book a generation ago, the chief source of conflict in the story would have been how Simon would not be accepted by his family, how everyone would be mean to him and reject him. And you're writing this in a very different time, where everyone is, well, at least everyone, a lot of people are very, very supportive of him, and it's all very, very sweet. So you have to find other sources of conflict. Is that a challenge?
Yeah. Well, one thing I definitely want to say is, you know, Simon's story, you know, he is a very modern teen, and he does have the good fortune, kind of like Clark was saying, where, you know, his parents are very loving, and you know, there are some growing pains, I think, with you know, that relationship and the conversations they have around his coming out. But ultimately, they're very, very supportive. But that is not the case universally for kids even now. And I think, you know, generally, you know, generationally, there's a trend towards you know, greater support and kind of, you know, overall. You know, maybe culturally we're more progressive than we were, you know, those decades ago, but that doesn't mean that we are where we need to be. And certainly there are many, many teens who are, you know, are not coming out to quite as supportive of a family unit and friend group as Simon is. But yeah, I think... you know, so for me, writing this this book, I never considered, you know, having the conflict be, you know, the reaction from Simon's, like, family or friends to his coming out experience, because that just, you know, in, you know, my mind as I'm telling Simon's story, you know, I'm telling his particular story, and this is sort of the environment that he's living in, but it's very specific to him and not kind of a stand-in for all, like, teens in 2018.
Yeah, we're talking about the new movie Love, Simon, adapted from the book Simon Versus the Homo Sapiens Agenda. The author of that book, Becky Albertalli, is with us. Also with us is an actor from the film, Clark Moore. Clark, the film has gotten tremendously good reviews. I have noticed some online commenters, some negative Nancys out there who are saying things along the lines of, "Why? Come on, guys, why do we, it's the year 2018, why do we need another film about a gay teen, as though that's some barrier-breaking thing? It's just part of life now." What would you say to those critics?
Yeah, I think that these stories open the door for more stories. The fact that Simon has been so well received is what's going to give us the opportunity to tell stories that are maybe seem a little bit more fringe to the people who aren't within the LGBT community, but are maybe a little bit closer to center for us. And that the film is really good. You know, that's the other thing that watching it, I'm a huge fan of the movie. And you don't always get to say that when you do a project. So I say go see it. And then, you know, if you don't like it, that's okay. But I do think it's making some really great strides in gay cinema.
That's great. Becky, is there going to be a sequel?
To the film? I don't know. That's sort of up to Fox Studios and people who are way more embedded in Hollywood than I am. There is
indeed, but a new book would be a good place to start.
Yes. there is a sequel. There's a book coming from the point of view of Simon's friend Leah called Leah on the Offbeat that's coming out in a little less than a month, April 24th. And so this is sort of, I guess, a different spin on some of the events of Simon's story.
Okay. That's Becky Albertalli, author of Simon versus the Homo Sapiens Agenda, that novel adapted into the new movie Love, Simon, which stars, among others, actor Clark Moore, who was also with us just then. Thanks to you both.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.